Tonight on the Worldview Report, we have the first sign of pushback from local sheriffs against the federal ATF rule declaring millions of pistol stabilizing braces illegal. We also have fresh numbers for illegal border crossings in December, and they are jaw-dropping. There's also a blossoming trend across America that we will report on tonight. Millions of Americans are becoming preppers. We'll explain why. An unarmed, disabled man was shot by police in rural North Carolina, and the police have still given no explanation. The story of 41-year-old Jason Harley Clauffer won't be told on any of the corporate media outlets because it doesn't fit any of their narratives. And the FDA is coming out with a new strategy to get the experimental mRNA vax into your body. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Leading us off tonight is a story out of Arkansas. KARK-TV, which is a local NBC affiliate, reports that the Garland County Sheriff has joined several other sheriffs across the state of Arkansas in announcing Friday he will not enforce a new federal rule that requires the registration of stabilizing braces for pistols. The rule, signed by Biden and his regime, and his attorney general, General Merrick Garland, reclassified handguns equipped with these braces as short-barreled rifles, which already must be registered with the federal government. But this new rule is a backdoor method of scooping millions of other weapons into the federal firearm database, which also serves, by the way, as a de facto national gun registry. When an arbitrary deadline set by the ATF arrives in May, it will become a felony to own braces that are not registered. If owners do not want to register the braces, the ATF said they can attach longer barrels, throw them away, turn the guns into the agency, or destroy them. Garland County Sheriff Mike McCormick published an open letter Friday saying his office will not assist the federal government in enforcing this rule, calling it an infringement on Second Amendment rights. Several other Arkansas sheriffs have said the same thing. Matt Bender, a University of Arkansas law professor, told the NBC affiliate, quote, "They're going to essentially turn a blind eye to someone who's breaking the law. They have the discretion to do that," end quote. What the esteemed professor refrains from mentioning is that the ATF was never empowered to, quote, "make law," end quote, by the Constitution. Congress bestowed upon them the power to enforce laws, but they cannot make up new ones. And whether this new rule falls into that category will ultimately be decided by a court. Zero Hedge reports that COVID supply chain snarls, well, turned millions of Americans into preppers. In fact, overnight. The run on toilet paper, food, guns, ammunition, and other essential items for survival pushed citizens to consider preparedness for a crisis an essential thing to do. Remember, all of those old school preppers, remember those? Well, the media used to refer to them as extreme and even called them tinfoil hat conspiracy folks. But during the shutdowns, those folks were right, and the mainstream media got it wrong. The next shortage underway is eggs. The egg shortage is so severe that last week, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported that egg smuggling from Mexico has begun. And why is that? Well, a dozen grade A eggs in the U.S. have topped $5 at supermarkets. In Mexico, a 30 count of eggs, well, that's about $3.40. U.S. egg prices have topped the national average gasoline per gallon price at the pump. Now, just think about that for a minute. As a result of the egg crisis, internet search trends on Google, well, they show Americans are, well, panically searching where to find egg-laying hens for their backyards. The search trend, quote, where to buy chickens near me, end quote, erupted to a near multi-decade high. Over the last several years, Zero Hedge reports that food insecurity has pushed many Americans to create little backyard farms, something their parents or grandparents did more than a half century ago. Living off the land was standard decades ago. We all know that. That's how many survived the Great Depression. But as the metropolitan areas sprung up, people relied more and more on corporations or even the government to provide their food. But now people are realizing just how dangerous that can be. Summit News reports that fresh figures released by the Customs and Border Protection Agency have revealed the highest monthly total of illegal crossings ever reported in December. The numbers released Friday show that 251,487 illegal immigrants crossed the border in December. That's the highest monthly total in history. And that's the ones apparently that we know about. Among them were 17 individuals on the terrorism watch list. Again, how many got by that we don't know about? Those folks are just the ones they caught. So this is now the 10th month in a row of more than 200,000 migrant encounters at the southern border. CBP sources tell Fox there were at least 70,000 known gotaways at the border in December alone, meaning illegals who evaded all detection and now are living in American cities. But the Biden regime's official response to this news is that the border is secure. There's a massive amount of irony in this next news story. A former top FBI official in New York has been arrested on charges connected to his ties to a Russian oligarch. ABC News has reported this fact, along with many other outlets. Charles McGonigal, who was in charge of counterintelligence for FBI New York, tried to get Oleg Deripaska removed from the U.S. sanctions list. As it turns out, this particular FBI official was also involved in the, wait for it, Russian collusion witch hunt involving Donald Trump. Folks, this is what we call psychological projection. Accuse your enemies, in this case Donald Trump, of the very thing you're doing, in this case the FBI agent. The former top FBI agent in New York who investigated the Trump campaign's alleged ties to Russia in 2016, folks, has been charged with money laundering and violating U.S. sanctions for trying to help Russian oligarch, this guy, evade the penalties. The Justice Department themselves said this on Monday. Charles McGonigal, the former FBI special agent in charge of counterintelligence in the New York field office, was arrested on Saturday along with Sergei Shestkov, a court interpreter who also worked for Deripaska. McGonigal, who also served as the cyber counterintelligence section chief in Washington, was one of the first FBI agents to learn that a Trump campaign official claimed that the Russians had so-called dirt on then Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, which triggered the investigation that continued into Donald Trump's presidency. So, an FBI agent who tried to frame Trump for Russian collusion is arrested over his ties to Russia. You can't make this stuff up. A disabled man was shot multiple times by Cherokee County, North Carolina SWAT team despite being unarmed and obeying the orders to put up his hands. Surveillance footage from inside his trailer home shows Jason Harley Klofer, 41, being shot by Cherokee County Sheriff's Office, who wrongly believed he had a gun and was holding a hostage. That's what the Daily Mail reports. Authorities received a call about gunfire in the area on December 12, 2022, around 11 p.m. Video footage from inside the trailer shows the man opening the door with his wife, Allison Mahler, behind him with both of their hands raised. The man can be heard faintly shouting, quote, "I don't have a gun. I didn't have a gun," end quote, as police approach his front door. Moments later, he collapsed to the floor as several rounds are fired at him. He was taken to the hospital in critical but stable condition. Watch this.
Come outside, Jason. Step outside the door onto the deck and go with your hand.
What's going on? What the fuck?
Jason, we just want to talk to you. Come outside.
Oh, yeah. What? I'm shot!
He's shot! What the hell did you do?
Oh, fuck!
He's dead!
I'm shot!
He's shot! He's shot!
No!
Yes, they're on your way.
You shot me right
there. Where are you hit at?
Take my chest.
Okay, the ambulance is on its way.
I have no gun.
Hey, Matthew, hold on. Pull him and start working on him. God damn it.
Hey, start working on him now.
Police allege that prior to opening the door, he had engaged in a verbal altercation with them and claimed that he confronted them. Well, the man can be heard repeatedly screaming, quote, "I've been shot," end quote, as his wife pulls him out of the way of the gunfire. Mahler screamed at the cops, quote, "He shot. What did you do?" end quote. The police insisted that the two of them come outside, which Mahler began to hesitantly do, while her husband, despite being shot multiple times, tried to pull himself towards the door. Quote, "He can't. He's shot," end quote, Mahler screamed at officers while trying to exit the trailer. He was then dragged out of the trailer by the arm for treatment. He was charged with communicating threats and resist obstruction and delay. The man has since taken to Facebook to share his healing journey, as well as to share the horrific footage that shows him being shot. He wrote alongside a photograph showing his gunshot wounds, quote, "I'm physically doing better mentally. Me and Allie ain't so good on this one. We are out of state of fear of our lives since I got out the hospital," end quote. He insisted that he can't share details about the incident, and many details remain unclear, although he maintained his innocence, calling the charges, quote, "completely wrong," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "This has been and still is a horrible nightmare. We're trying to get through. We will make it through," end quote. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office has yet to comment on the incident. Lever News reports that the recent holiday travel meltdown wasn't a fluke or a one-off, and cancellations will continue because airlines routinely sell tickets for flights they know they may not be able to, well, staff and operate. The chief executive of United Airlines told this to investigators on January 19th. The stunning admission from the highest offices of the airline industry confirms a warning sent by 34 state attorney generals to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg prior to the December travel meltdown. However, Buttigieg, the nation's top regulator of the airline industry, has not used his power to crack down on the problem and is basically thumbing his nose at those state officials. In unusually candid comments to company investors, United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby said ongoing cancellations among competitors are happening because the airlines are advertising schedules they can't actually fly. He told investors, quote, "There are a number of airlines who cannot fly their schedules. The customers are paying the price. They're canceling a lot of flights because they simply can't fly the schedules today," end quote. Lever News reports that complaints against the major U.S. airlines, including United, more than tripled in the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic as companies routinely sold tickets for flights they could not adequately staff. They canceled the flights at the last minute and slow-walked or withheld refunds while collecting billions in taxpayer bailout dollars. The behavior, well, that prompted 34 attorney generals to write to Pete Buttigieg on December 16th, asking his agency to, quote, require airlines to advertise and sell only flights that they have adequate personnel to fly and support, and perform regular audits of airlines to ensure compliance and impose fines on airlines that do not comply, end quote. The letter was submitted as part of the rulemaking process for a still-delayed consumer protection proposal at Buttigieg's agency. The letter also noted that the proposed rule, quote, includes no provision that would correct this practice and that would prevent airlines from advertising and selling tickets for flights that they cannot reasonably provide, end quote. Despite the demands and subsequent holiday travel debacle, Pete Buttigieg's agency has been delaying the rulemaking process amidst industry pushback. The airline's top Washington lobbying group is currently seeking a public hearing that would further postpone a final rule. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented pill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position, so you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen for only $27.98. Or my Premium King, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Welcome back. The Epoch Times reports that a recent report by the Congressional Budget Office projects that two major Social Security funds in the United States will dry up in the coming decades, with one of them running out of money within 10 years, as younger members in the programs are set to lose more than older members. The CBO reported and published in December this following PDF statement, quote, "If the gap between the trust funds, outlays, and income occurs as CBO projects, then the balance in the trust funds will decline to zero in 2033, and the Social Security Administration will no longer be able to pay full benefits when they are due," end quote. The Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund will be exhausted in 2033, and the Disability Insurance Trust Fund will be exhausted in 2048. That's what the agency said. If the trust funds are combined, the money will be gone by 2033. The CBO expects spending on Social Security to increase to 7% of U.S. gross domestic product in 2096, up from 5% of the GDP in 2022. During this period, revenues are only expected to remain at 4.6% of GDP, resulting in an ongoing deficit. If Social Security outlays were limited to what is payable from annual tax revenues, the benefit payments would be roughly 23% smaller than originally scheduled by 2034. By 2096, the benefit payments would be 35% smaller. But of course, all of this is moot because I don't think we're going to make it to 2033 without a major financial collapse, particularly if indeed the days of the American dollar being the petrodollar are numbered, and they sure seem to be. As the BRICS banking system, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, brings in Argentina and Saudi Arabia, which has announced it's willing to use another currency other than the American dollar as the petro currency. That will be the death of the dollar, and all of this will be absolutely moot in regard to Social Security and the trust fund. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration proposed a major change on Monday in the country's approach to COVID vaccines that, if implemented, would mirror the strategy behind annual flu shots. The new plan, outlined in documents the FDA released ahead of the agency's Vaccine Advisory Committee meeting on Thursday, would empower the FDA to decide in June of each year which strain of the virus is most likely to be the biggest threat the following winter. Vaccines targeting that variant would then start rolling out no later than September, with most people likely receiving one dose a year. It's a very similar plan to the country's annual flu vaccine push, though people at high risk of COVID-19 complications may need more than one annual shot, the FDA predicts. And if a dangerous COVID-19 strain were to appear, the FDA said it could amend these plans and launch an emergency vaccine rollout. This approach aimed at, quote, both simplifying the immunization schedule and periodically updating the composition of COVID-19 vaccines as needed, end quote, the FDA said, would upend the current arrangement in which vaccines are periodically pushed out throughout the year to target dominant strains as they appear. Quote, the simplification of vaccine composition should reduce complexity, decrease vaccine administration errors due to the complexity of the number of different vial presentations, and potentially increase vaccine compliance by allowing clearer communication, end quote. That's what the FDA said on Monday. The original COVID-19 vaccines came out more than 2 years ago and were widely hailed by health officials, given free airtime by the corporate media, is having the ability to stop people from getting COVID, spreading COVID, being hospitalized by COVID, and dying from COVID. All of those claims, as we know, turned out to be lies. According to the left-wing Huffington Post, quote, Americans largely made a mad dash for those, with many people trying to cut the line for shots or clamoring for pharmacies' leftover doses each day. But the enthusiasm for booster shots has waned considerably, even as more contagious strains emerge, end quote. Well, that's because Americans figured out that they were being lied to in spades. Only 15% have received the new bivalent booster aimed at the Omicron variant, despite the vast majority of people qualifying for it. Huffington Post, well, it's too stupid or too corrupt to figure out why the people want no part of these boosters. Well, that leads us to our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The Wall Street Journal editorial board may be late to the party, but it's finally getting a clue that the whole COVID vaccine campaign is a scam. In a new editorial, the Journal has slammed the Biden White House and its corporate partners in Big Pharma over the, quote, deceptive, end quote, campaign for bivalent booster shots. The Wall Street Journal editorial board member Alicia Finley dropped the hammer on vaccine makers over the COVID boosters. Finley also blasted several federal agencies for taking, quote, the unprecedented step of ordering vaccine makers to produce them and recommending them without data supporting their safety or efficacy, end quote. Quote, you might have heard a radio advertisement warning that if you've had COVID, you could get it again and experience even worse symptoms, end quote. That's what Finley writes. She went on to write, quote, the message sponsored by the Health and Human Services Department claims that updated bivalent vaccines will improve your protection. This is deceptive advertising. But the public health establishment's praise for the bivalent shots shouldn't come as a surprise, end quote. Slate News reports that the narrative behind the campaign was simple. mRNA COVID shots could simply be tweaked to target new variants. The news outlet adds that, quote, in this case, the jabs were claimed to confer protection against BA4 and BA5 Omicron variants, along with the original Wuhan strain. To call this wishful thinking would be extremely generous, end quote. As the journal's Finley writes, three scientific problems have arisen. The virus is mutating much faster than vaccines can be updated. Vaccines have, quote, hardwired, end quote, our immune systems to respond to the original Wuhan strain, quote, so we churn out fewer antibodies that neutralize variants targeted by updated vaccines, end quote. Antibody protection wanes, folks, after just a few months. All of this was predicted by the world's real scientists, ones who are not invested in the fake vaccines, such as the Dutch scientist Dr. Gert van den Bosch, who warned in January of 2021 that the problem with variants would be caused by mass vaccinating people during a pandemic. That's never the way to go, he said. But the fake scientists, well, they wouldn't listen. And now, America and the world is paying the price. And it's a big one. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thank you for watching and for supporting this broadcast. You can do that the following ways. If you're concerned about, well, the manufactured food crisis, the manufactured just-in-time supply chain collapsing, if you're concerned about superinflation moving into hyperinflation, we heard tonight about the price of eggs. Folks, if the petrodollar collapses, and there's strong reason to believe, based on the comments by Saudi Arabia, they're going to ditch the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency, what do you think that's going to do to inflation? What do you think that's going to do to the price of food? Well, my friends, then you have Klaus Schwab warning about cyber attacks in 2020 that he said would make COVID look like a minor disruption. What are they planning, folks? What are they planning? Well, they like to telegraph what they're going to do. Well, I'll tell you something. If you don't have emergency food supply, you should consider it and consider it now before it's too late. I got one for my family in 2013 and then drastically added to it over the years. 2013, that's when I bought a good supply of freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life, 2013. Our organization didn't become distributors until 2016. So again, we're not offering to you or suggesting to you anything that we don't believe in. So if you're interested in emergency freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life that actually tastes really good, we are distributors. We can offer you this service, and the reasonable profit helps to fund programs like this. It's a big part of our general operating budget. I know you can purchase it elsewhere, so thank you for purchasing it from us. Here's how you can do it. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You can order it right online. 1 year, 2 year, 6 months, 3 months. A lot of other emergency supplies, water filters, very small stoves, outdoor stoves that you can use to make a fire, the pots that go with it so you can boil the water, so you can purify the water, boil the water, and make the freeze-dried food. We have all the supplies on our website, wvwtvstore.com. Now, if you prefer to order over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. 9357. Someone's standing by even right now to take your call and get that order out the door and track it all the way to your front door. Thank you. It's a big part of our general operating budget, and we're offering you a service as well. The other way you can support us is by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. Now, if you don't use that code, we don't get credit. But when you use that code, you get savings, we get credit. Again, that's a big part of our general operating budget because we have a team of 7 people. It takes us 15 man hours a day to put this broadcast together. Plus, then there's Brandon House Live. That's a 90-minute show. So again, we need the budgets to keep all of this going. So please go to MyPillow.com and use that promo code B66. sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and so much more. You can even order a full mattress delivered to your front door in a box and the adjustable frame. MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code B66. And then finally, don't forget about WVWFoundation.com, our foundation, my foundation that exists to, well, put out programming and equip and train people to understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. We also have a Sunday night service that I've been teaching since 2015, every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Time at WVWTV.com. If you appreciate our foundation and our ministry of pushing out free programming, and then we underwrite the bandwidth bill to push out that free programming, and we spend thousands of dollars a month in paying bandwidth bills so people can watch our programs for free as a ministry. And if you appreciate that, we appreciate your support at WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use that same phone number if you prefer to contribute over the phone, 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address at WVWFoundation.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thank you so much for watching. May God save America. Take care.